Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's a Tuesday. The sun is shining and your Astros are back on a losing track. But other than that, hey.
Not for long, pal. I don't know.
I was going to say, what, do you know something we don't? You rubbed the magic eight ball last night, late night?
What does that mean? Is that a euphemism? Rubbing the magic eight ball?
No. You know, you shake the magic eight ball and it says,
I try not to do that at night because my wife's home. I usually do it in the morning. Rub the magic eight ball in the morning.
You should rub both eight balls.
Huh?
Rub both eight balls.
This is already off to a stellar start.
Yeah, because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But
it's a euphemism.
Oh, stop it.
It's a euphemism. You don't know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he's talking about.
All right, but you come up with a lot of, like, on the fly. It's pretty good, though. I mean, I just don't. I'm not
that
clever.
It's not pretty good. You hated it. Why are you so quiet? No, I'm the one that came up with it.
Speak for yourself.
I'm the one that said it. I'm saying you hated my. Never mind. This is already. Let's start over. Run back the intro again.
What
do the intro again. No. Do the intro again.
You serious?
Yeah, do it again.
I don't know if we should
do the intro again.
I'll do the miniature version of it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Yeah, good.
Powered by Infuse Energy.
This one.
Infuse energy into your life.
Just give this one.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town?
Oh, this is miserable.
Welcome into the show. Everybody's present and accounted for, and obviously in a good mood. Nick is here. Barry's here. Yours truly is present and accounted for. The usual suspects are all front and center. We do not at the present time have any persons of interest on the radar.
No Charlie Polillo today.
Yeah.
That's Friday, if you want to set your watch to it.
Yeah. So, and he has homework to do. And if he doesn't do it, then we may have to give him punishment.
Doesn't Charlie Polillo strike you as the guy that had a calculator watch? I feel like he's that guy. Remember there was like a few dudes
that
had a calculator watch? I feel like Polillo would be one of those guys.
I would have gone pocket protector.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, because he's still, you know, he's got that kind of cool vibe.
Not even close.
But I feel like he would be like, well, let me see what's tip on this bill. And then he would pull out his watch.
Not even close.
No?
Nope. Not when you can still shop in the boys' department. There's no
way. Wow.
There is no way.
Wow.
Nope.
I feel like he's physically fit, though, and could outlast you in a fight.
He still plays tennis and softball, and I think
not
you're
you,
wrong.
Like, specifically. No. I'm just saying, like, the what's the word? Like, the just
he's
the general you.
A big softball player and a big tennis player.
Right. Well, tennis can. Okay, I'm not going to.
Tennis is a good workout.
Is it, though? It's got to be better
if
than the workouts
you legitimately
I'm doing.
Play and someone else on the other side of the net can hit the ball and return it, you can volley enough to get a good workout out of it.
Well, it is a good workout if you play my wife and you're just chasing the tennis balls that she just scatters all over the court because she can't.
I see you caught yourself there.
Well, some of that on that table. What is that?
Oh, what is that? I don't
Granato
know. I just
left
noticed
it
that.
Here.
Is that saying America?
Granato had a big mistake.
Granato had the glass and the bottle in front of him. And
better
it looked
disappear
like,
within the next 15 minutes.
It looked like he was sampling the glass during the show, but suddenly he put them both there on the way out as if someone was going to touch that or sample the edge of the glass.
I'm not drinking out of the glass half full.
Why not?
It's been roofied.
Why not?
No. But I'm looking at this bottle of America bourbon. Whiskey, America's finest bourbon, whiskey made with pure American grains. Never heard of it. Is it good? I don't know. Maybe we should. Should I pour some of my Diet Coke?
Yeah, you should.
Should I do that?
You should totally do that.
I still have open mic to get to tonight. I won't make it.
It's all right. But
you're gonna drive me home?
Yeah. Well, you have enough fluids to, you know.
Stop it.
You have 3 hours to drink water.
I'm
Coke,
a lightweight. You know that. You know I'm a lightweight when it comes to drinking. I'm
telling you, that bottle better disappear within the next 10 minutes.
Not happening, Joel.
Nick, it's all yours.
I'll pour some out for the homies, and it'll disappear that way. But not happening.
Because you're a maniac.
That's right. Dude, I was going to say, speaking of workouts.
Yeah, the world according to Barry.
I've started that 8Fit app. This is day two. All right? And so, like, by the way, I apologize because today's lunch was had black beans in it.
Yeah, it smelled like crap.
So I'm just sorry. Well, do you think that...
Yeah, wait
till the second hour.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, wait, give me about 30 minutes. You're really going to hate it.
In here.
But the bad part is the workouts aren't as challenging as I had hoped. It's more like, I feel more like I'm jazzercising. Like I'm just
That sounds apropos.
And then to, like, my wife stayed home sick today. And so I'm in the living room doing my workout. And with the app, you say, okay, it's time to work out. I'm going to work out. And then it says, do you want music? And yeah, I want music. And then it says, what do you want? I'm like, I want hip hop because I'm a man and I want to work out to hip hop. So then it's like, okay, here you go. Do 20 side lunges. And then Bootylicious starts playing. And I'm like, all I need is some Lululemons and a headband and some leg warmers. And I would be flash dance. Mm-hmm. I would be just a woman doing jazzercise in her living room while her husband sleeps.
So you're giving up on this app?
No, I'm going to still do it. I'm going to give it a week or two. I feel better already. Like yesterday's workout took me 11 minutes. Okay. 7 minutes. I'm sorry. It said it would take 11 minutes. I did it in 7. And when it got done, it was like, congratulations. You burned 150 calories. What? That's it?
Yeah. I feel like some of those devices be lying to you, right, Joel? Like, you burnt 3,000 calories. Really?
I ran
for like,
you know?
7 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
How do you know? Because you don't know like how hard you're going at it.
Well, I think it's based off of, okay, so you're this tall, you weigh this much, you did these exercises and it took this long. And so it kind of like when you run, like if I go run and I do about 4 miles, it'll say I burned somewhere, you know, 400 calories or so, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I think it's just based on how long it takes you and stuff, how long you're exercising. And 150 calories, though. I was like, I should have just not even done anything. That's sad.
You might have burnt close to the same amount.
Probably, yeah. Because they say, your body just burns 500 a day no matter what?
Right.
Yeah. So that's pretty sad.
Now, I will say this. Lisa does those apps, but she does the interval training.
Uh-huh.
And it's obviously all by time. Like it'll say
tomorrow's.
It'll say sprint until you hear the change in music. Then it'll say
walk.
You now have 30 seconds to walk. Then it'll say sprint again. The music will last longer this time.
That's HIIT training, right?
And then
high intensity interval training.
I don't want to use any derogatory terms towards my wife, but not exactly the most intelligent, psychotic training woman in the world. She does them outside in the middle of the day when it's like 2 p.m. and the sun is beating down and can't understand when she's done and she comes in the front door and can barely stand upright what the problem is.
Yeah. No, I did mine in the living room with a yoga mat. I even think the view was on the TV. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty sad. It was not the manliest moment I've had in my life.
The transformation is happening right before our eyes, Nick.
Yeah, it reminds me of that workout.
Like my breasts.
You know, you go to the gym and you know deep down you really didn't get a good workout in.
Yep.
But you're like, whatever. I was there for 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour or whatever
it was.
Or
12.
Yeah.
Which is what mine was today. 7 minutes yesterday, 12 today. 12 minutes. I did side lunges, push-ups. Why are you playing this song? I hate you.
We got to go to break.
Leg lifts, hip-ups, and some sort of modified burpee. That was my workout today. And I was like, you know what? 3 months ago, this was my warm-up. And now I'm back to doing that as a workout.
When are you going
to
do the bicycle?
The bicycle? Why did you have a lisp?
When you're on your mat and you put your hands kind of... Yeah, and then you do the scissor bicycle.
I'm not doing any scissor. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing scissor bicycles. And I'm also not doing that machine at the gym with the legs where they're spread and then you have like the butterfly machine.
Yeah, dude, that is
doing that.
Why would anybody do a set of that?
Any dude?
Unless you're a hot chick.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
But a dude doing the butterfly, no, not doing that.
No, that should be called the ball crusher. That's exactly what it should be called. Or the vice grip, one or the other.
Yes.
So when are you putting the shower in the living room?
Not happening.
Then all you need is the little chair. And, you can just,
and I'm not taking a pole dancing class.
It's been a tough workout. Time to shower.
Nope. Nope. Nor am I taking a pole dancing class. Never do it. Or one of those like gymnastic ribbon dance things. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't care. I don't care what kind of discount I get. I'm not doing it.
Next up on the uneven parallel bars?
Nope. But Corporate Olympics is coming up. We need to discuss this. We need to figure out what each of us are doing.
Okay.
Yeah?
That and a whole lot more. If you want to call into the show and be a part of it, you have always been great at being Usual Suspects. 713-780-3776. That's the number to either text or call the show. It's the HRNP listener line. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the Usual Suspects, back with a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to a Work Me Out Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. As Barry Beals is back in the studio, Jennifer's brother.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking for the list. So I walk in today and Drew's like, hey, man. Corporate Olympics is coming up, and it's Gal Media versus IBM, and you know, all these other things, which I know they talk to you guys as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm looking for the list because I want to go over the entire list. So Trey's trying to find Drew to get me the actual list. But at first glance, what things were you guys going to sign up for? Because when I looked at it, I was like, some of that stuff wouldn't be good for me.
So initially, I thought we could do multiples. They're checking on that.
Right.
So initially, I said, well, what is there? And I said, of course, I'll do the basketball first.
Yeah.
And then if you need, obviously, I would do softball, kickball, dodge, but whatever you need. But I don't want to take spots from people. And he's like, yeah, we're going to look into that. But I had you penciled in for basketball. Okay, fine.
Okay.
I kind of took the same approach. I said basketball. And I threw in dodgeball. The only one I regret is cycling.
Oh, yeah?
Because of the attire. They don't expect you to wear that. Yeah. Like, I can come in a short and a t-shirt.
I scared Nick on that one.
You got to wear the unitard thing.
No
yeah.
way. The onesie with the half zip.
Yeah. So I might change the cycling one.
Like, everybody just staring at it.
Yeah.
Then you got to do roids, because that's a big deal in the cycling community, apparently.
Oh, just...
got a roid up for the corporate Olympics.
Blood doping, for sure.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, then you got to get someone to pee for you. Because
Trey,
the testing.
We'll get Trey
we
to pee
keep
for
you clean.
You. No
so
way
Trey
Trey's
will,
on
Trey
steroids.
Trey will pee for you.
Trey would fail that test.
You think Trey would? Oh.
He's got something in his system that's on the banned list for sure. You don't think so? Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, can you, are cupcakes count. On the banned list?
I've underestimated Trey before.
Have you? I don't think Trey partakes in anything like that. I don't think he's ever drank. I don't think he's ever smoked weed.
I would agree with that.
I don't think he's ever smoked a cigarette. You know what I mean? I think the most what Trey's done is like snorted a Smartie or something. I don't think he would ever, you know what I mean? Like I think that's what he, and then he only did that to fit in, like peer pressure. So I think you're safe if Trey pees for you.
All right, okay.
I looked at the list and I was like, okay, I saw that they had running. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I do a lot of running. And then I thought about it because I was like, okay, softball, I'll do that. I could do running, maybe dodgeball, like you were saying. There was a couple other things, chess, because I'm so smart.
Notice how that just kind of went.
Yeah. but I was like, the running, you know what? It's scary because if I trained, I think I could get under an 8-minute mile easily. I think I could get around seven and a half.
I'd bet on you for that.
Because it's a 5K or a 10K. So I think I could do a 7.5-minute mile for a 10K. No problem, right? But I started thinking about it. And you know with some of these corporations like IBM that there's guys that like run the marathon that are going to be in this.
Oh, yeah.
When they're like, oh, yeah, man. I only finished 9th in the entire Houston marathon. And then I really stunk it up in Boston when I finished 12th. Like, oh, I hate you. Like, I don't want to run against that guy, just get my ass whooped. So then I have a plan. Oh, go ahead.
No, I got a buddy of mine from the gym, okay. Right? And he's like, he's probably the most physically fit guy I know.
Besides me.
Right?
Except for me. I mean, did you not hear I do jazzercise?
Aside from the 11-minute living room workout.
Okay.
This guy is like, but for 3 years now, they do kind of what you're talking about. They do like a Wall Street Olympics.
Right.
Right? And they literally will post the top 10. It's a big deal. A lot of it raises money for charity, too. But of the 10 participants that finished in the top 10 in the last 3 years, I think 5 of them are ex-NFL guys that ended up finding a job. So this guy, like, he'll come to the gym, and all of a sudden we'll see him just going crazy on some, you know, different kind of workout that he's got lined up in on the side of the gym when we're getting ready to play basketball. Like, what are you doing? He goes, I got to improve on 2 areas of this thing that I didn't do well last year because the NFL guys beat me in the shuttlecock and the bench press. I've been concentrating because he's kind of a smaller guy.
And the bent over row.
He's like, I've been really lacking in terms of building up enough strength and endurance to do the 225 as many times. So I'm focused on that. And we're just like, what the? And he's finished in the top 3, I think, in the last 2 years. Like,
You're telling me is this is serious business.
Yeah, I don't want to compete against
the
that.
The Wall Street one is. I don't know how they're doing this.
But here's my plan. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to enter the wheelchair race because I never saw. Well, I never saw where it said you had to be. Why?
Because you're not.
As long as I race in a wheelchair, I don't think there's a rule that says you can't enter. Is there?
There's got to be.
I didn't see one.
Well,
if
there isn't.
Although you don't like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to finish. And if I win, like just stand up and celebrate. I wouldn't do that. That would be inappropriate. But I feel like that might, you know, but then I look at my arms and I'm like, there's no way I could do that. If it was downhill, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably a workout that like no other.
Dude, those guys, no. Those dudes are so much stronger than me. There's no way. But
I'd just be worried about getting my fingers.
Well, that's true.
Like smashed.
And then, you know, I have these smooth, soft, supple hands. I don't want to be getting calluses on those. Why'd you look at me like that, Joel?
You know exactly why.
I have the hands. What?
You'll have the warmest calves and the softest hands in all of the workout competition. You will win that.
True. So I said Barry's new workout sounds like the beginning video to a Richard Simmons workout collection.
Didn't you say you ordered those red and white short shorts?
You know.
From the Richard Simmons collection.
And then we got this text. Dudes, I'm pulling your man cards now. Wait, no, never mind. I still use my wife's ab roller. Exactly. And then when are y'all drawing for the fantasy football leagues? Dude, that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
In fact, at some point during the show today, I'm going to send out all the invites. So we read the list of names. I emailed everyone that was drawn or picked at random. And then I'm going to send the invites out during the show today. And then once you get the invite, you have 24 hours to accept it or I'll move on. We'll get a new name randomly and send them an invite. So that's how that's going down.
Because I felt bad, man. Last night, we were all getting all these tweets from people that were all upset that they didn't get picked. And I'm like, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's
oh, I hate it.
It's painful because you don't want to discriminate or you know, pull anybody or feel like someone got cheated. And you know, all these people have been loyal to us from the get go.
I want everybody.
But
in.
We can't have like 10 leagues. Mm-mm. And then I said to you guys,
we would need more than that.
My spot to as a couple
many
people,
as many, yeah. many people that are going to miss out. Oh, we probably would need more than 10 leagues.
Dude, as many emails as we got, and with the three of us in each league,
it took us a while for us to just sign in because this is a newly created email.
Yeah.
And when we did finally get to sign in, it was just, I forgot the number of emails we got, but it was a lot.
Yeah, I was stunned. So yeah, it was also humbling just to see how many people wanted to be in.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
That was really cool. Because all I see is like, you know, the hate text I get from 3 people that we get.
Right.
And so it's like, oh man. But then you don't realize there's a lot of people that like the show that just don't participate. They just sit back and listen and enjoy, which is good to know. Which is especially good to know after yesterday. I said as much on Twitter, but I'm not sorry that we talked about Charlottesville yesterday.
I'm not either.
And if you unfollowed us or unfollowed me or stopped listening, then I probably don't want you following me or listening anyways. That's kind of... Now, I will say this, and I'm not going to go on a rant about it, but did you guys see where they pulled the statue down and started kicking it?
Yeah.
Hey, dumbass, that statue has no feelings. Why are you kicking a statue? First of all, everyone that pulled it down should go to jail because that's vandalism. That was
100%.
Wrong. Like they should all go to jail. 2, stop kicking a statue. That's stupid. Go do something more productive if you're wanting to protest something. That's just dumb. I was like, this makes no sense to me. And they're like smiling and taking pictures. It's like, dude, be more productive.
Right.
Seriously. And less, that's criminal. It's vandalism. Whether you like it or not, it's still vandalism.
Without question.
Stupid.
And you know what? And like I said, you do feel a little sense of a chuckle when the white supremacist tried to hold the press conference and got his ass beat and was thrown into a bush. But at the same time, that also doesn't solve anything either.
No.
It's just, we did what we had to do. We've never run from the topics. We addressed them. If it offended some of you, well, we're sorry, not sorry.
Did you? Yeah, exactly. And did you see the Tiki Torch sign?
Yes, fantastic.
Hilarious. I'm just going to read this, and then we won't talk about this the rest of the day. But somewhere, and I forget where, but somebody put a sign on a bunch of Tiki Torches, and the sign says, "Please do not use these Tiki Torches for any racist crap, you Nazi a-holes." And then it says in smaller letters, "They're for barbecues with friends, family, and your neighbor Steve with the lazy eye, who kind of creeps everyone out but always brings his killer homemade guac. So you deal with his weird vibes because it's easier than learning how to make guacamole." That was the whole sign for Tiki Torches. Hilarious.
And also, the Tiki Torches official Twitter account.
Yes, they had to come out
came
and say.
Out, denounced the entire rally, said we had nothing to do with it, and did basically the same thing that Barry just did reading that sign. Basically
so
said
funny.
We want no part of that.
So funny.
So that was very cool. All right, so we covered that. We don't have to cover it anymore, so hopefully the Blitz has a better day and gets positive vibes and calls right off the top, because AJ was flat in panic mode because something was definitely askew and was looking for one of us. And by the way, when I find out that the post-game parties start after our show, I'll stick around longer. Other than that, I beat traffic yesterday, so sorry, not sorry once again. We're here, and we're going to be here till 4, so we've got plenty to get to. But also, if there's something on your mind that you want to talk about, please give me a call. Give Barry a call, and you can also reach out to Nick if you'd like. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
During the break, Barry made excessively good cuts in and out of the studio. Also found great hands as they made their way to the bottle. And is now really holding down the fort in his chair.
Thank you.
I am so sick and tired of Twitter giving me, just inundating me with updates I don't need from training camp.
You don't want to know what's going on at practice? Practice?
In week 2 of preseason, practice, I do not.
Yeah, I don't really know that I need updates about preseason scrimmages and stuff like that. I really don't. You know what I want to know? I want to know, is Deshaun Watson the next Warren Moon? Is
we've heard about
Tom
that.
Savage the next John Elway? Is Hopkins the next Jerry Rice? That's what I want to know. Is Deontay Foreman, is he the next, Earl Campbell? That's
John
what I want to know.
Playing the next buffet beater?
That's what I want. Wow.
Did you see that? By the way, the Texans send out a list to the media at the start of the year that state what you can and can't report on.
Yeah.
When you cover practice.
Yeah.
One of them is you cannot report on if a player changes positions or is moved to a different position during the course of the practice you're covering.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's because the Kron beat reporter that's already been named, John McClain.
One Jonathan.
Made you think sure he goes that by he Jonathan? Tweeted out that Kareem Jackson played a little safety today.
Which, by the way, we discussed
last year. Yep.
We talked about it was either going to be Joseph or Kareem, but one of them would probably move to safeties when you lost Bouye and Demps. And it would make sense. I mean, in one hand, you usually see the older guy of the two, but Kareem is the better tackler, so either way, it would make sense for one of those guys to make that move. So it's not surprising. It's just that old Jonathan broke some rules. Not supposed to do that.
He's going to get the slap on the wrist.
Hell
or less?
No. Although, let me not be mean.
Oh, why did you stop now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just saying, you know how much money the Texans would save on food? Because isn't it free? Don't you eat for free at the buffet?
Absolutely.
Boy.
Depending on who you are.
Like, yo, we could. between Brock 72 million and McClain being banned from the facilities, we save like $100 million here.
You know what would be a better Olympics? A better Olympics would be...
If they had an eating competition, I'd be in. I would totally do that.
Well, or just think
you
about...
You wouldn't win, though. There's too many, big boys in
there. Can we put Fagan up against John McClain in an Olympic competition?
For what?
Jonathan Fagan's the beat writer for the Rockets.
Okay.
McClain does it for the Texans. I don't know who... it's not McTaggart anymore for the Astros. Who does the Cron?
Kaplan? Is it Jay Kaplan?
For the Cron?
Yeah, I think it is Kaplan. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think McTaggart's MLB now, right?
Correct.
Yeah, he
is. With Justice.
I think I'd be interested in seeing whatever competitions you want to put up there for
those three.
Fagan,
you want to see
McClain.
The beat writers? No, who I you think, got? I'll take Kaplan. He's the youngest.
Yeah, I think Kaplan's the youngest.
The most spry.
And probably he'd waste them all. But I think that, you know.
Now see what happened to Jet.
That's our bad, Jack. Call back, 713-780-3776.
Yeah,
we're going to get to you.
Of course.
It was only a couple minutes,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, we just kind of came back from a segment, kind of regrouped.
We've seen guys hold for 30 minutes and not hang up. What, do you got a life or something? Jeez.
Plus, it looked like it was going to be a positive call.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Chris said, in regards to the fantasy teams,
yes,
to those missing out, some people are losers and some are winners, and I'm a winner. Signed, Chris. So I guess Chris made it in, is what he's saying, and he's rubbing it in.
And at least he was going to keep it to himself
and
be humble about it.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know, Barry, how much can you bench press? Not much. I'm not very strong in the bench.
I couldn't tell you how much.
I want to say like...
In your finest moment, what was your maximum?
See, I don't know. I would say probably...
So the bar is 45. I can probably do 55?
Come on.
No,
you're lying. I think I could probably bench around... Like, just one time? Is it one rep max?
Max is one.
I mean, I could probably 175. I'm weak. Like, I don't have big guns. I also weigh 180. So.
Right, but not right now.
Yeah, right now.
At your best ever moment.
Yeah,
what do you think
that's what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm not a muscular guy. I'm just sexy. And there's no judge for sexy. Well, maybe there is, but. Yeah, I can't. I've never been a strong dude. I would say, but I've also, I mean, obviously when I weighed 220 or whatever.
Well, Joel's a big guy, so you probably broke 200, right, Joel?
I'm guessing Joel closer to 3.
I cracked my sternum doing 4 at 350.
Okay.
And when I say I cracked my sternum, that is the worst feeling in the world. It took years for that thing to kind of completely heal. Yeah, dude. my best friend was spotting
me. It bounced off or what?
Yeah, my best friend was spotting me, and he started, like, going, hey, you guys should see this, and completely looked away while the fourth one came pouncing down on the middle of my sternum.
Oh.
It was not a fun feel.
No.
Isn't there a player that just injured his sternum?
Yeah, the guy that Jordan Matthews that just got traded from the Eagles to the Bills chipped his sternum.
So it's like a less severe case than what you had?
Yeah, mine, like, if I yawned... And extended my arms outward, you could hear it pop. If it was about to rain, you could feel it. It was bad for a while.
Frank at 55 just sent me a picture of John Travolta in some workout gear and said that was me, staying alive.
That was that movie, yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Not me. I wouldn't look good in all black workout leotard. Not happening.
I don't know. As long as you have contrasting leg warmers, I think you can pull it off.
All right, I have the list. Are we ready?
Sure.
I think you're right, though. I can pull off anything. Like I said, I may only bench 150,
but I'm
dead sexy I'm a 10. Okay, that's not.
We can get to the list now.
All right. Here's the sports for the corporate Olympics: badminton, basketball, 3-on-3 and 5-on-5, dragon boat, which I have no idea what the hell dragon boat is. If this doesn't involve Game of Thrones, I'm out.
I don't know what it is.
Golf, running, a 5K or a 10K, soccer sixes, soccer 11s, I'm out. Softball, swimming, table tennis, 10-pin bowling, triad and triathlon. What is triad? I know what a triathlon is, but what is a triad?
I don't know.
Flag football, volleyball, beach volleyball, cycling, dodgeball, kickball, and that's it. The Texas Corporate Challenge, which I imagine is some sort of adult version of field day where you do like a three-legged race and a sack race and the egg drop and all that. So of those, any of those besides the basketball really tickle your fancy?
We were talking about it in the break. if it's the corporate Olympics, the one thing you know for sure is that everyone's going to golf.
Yeah, they probably golf well. I think I would go, my first one would be running, and then I'd probably go softball and flag football. I think that would be the three that I'm down for. Like, I suck at table tennis. I can't play ping pong.
I definitely could do bowling.
Are you a good bowler? Well, you're
I
from
was.
The Midwest.
Yeah,
it's
I was.
In your genes.
I mean,
like, it's in your blood.
I was in bowling leagues in the third grade.
Wow.
Yeah, my whole family bowled. Like, you know how a lot of like people down in the Bible Belt go to church a certain amount of times in a week? My family would go bowling as a family. My grandmother, my parents, me. I had my own ball, bag, the whole works.
Wow.
Yeah. I bowled like a 232.
I don't know if I'd be bragging about that.
I bowled a 232 game in third grade.
Is that good?
300 is the best. So.
All right.
And I bowled a 269 in high school.
I think I bowl about 100.
And then I realized just what you
good?
Said.
That's
it's
good,
really
right?
not going to go over well with the chicks or be cool. So then I just didn't.
100's a lot, right? Like, that's 100's a lot of numbers. That's a lot. If I gave you 100.
10 frames, 10 pins. Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
Jonathan Peterlin was like an amazing bowler.
Who?
Who?
Peterlin. Remember Peterlin? He was here before you caught Peterlin. Jonathan Peterlin. He was a flash anchor. But anyway, he's from the Midwest too, and he was like,
it's always the Midwesterners.
He was like an amazing bowler.
They love that bowling.
Yeah. It's a big thing. Like, my mom and dad bowled in leagues too. That was like, instead of just going out drinking, that's kind of like the combo player. You're in a bowling league because you can drink while you're bowling with your buddies.
Yep.
That is, yeah. That's I won't even go on the rant about that technically not being a sport. If you can,
I would agree
drink.
With that.
But you can drink during golf, and I would say golf is a sport.
It's a skill in bowling.
Right.
But it's I don't know how it could be a sport.
Okay. Well, you know we're going to open up a can if we do that.
I will say the greatest thing that I ever saw growing up, though, was my grandma took us bowling, and we all knew she wore a wig, but she didn't want to admit it. And she walked
I
up
already like this story so much.
Yeah, and so it was me and my niece and my grandma, and she goes, you know, kind of like that elderly person's kind of slow trot up to the line and hit like a wet spot.
Oh.
The shoe grabbed. The wig beat the ball halfway down the lane.
Yes.
And she was so pissed that we were laughing the whole time.
I have said it before and I will say it again. There's nothing funnier than old people falling. There is absolutely nothing funnier. Now, I'm not talking broken hips and injuries.
Nope.
I'm talking they stand up and they walk it off and they're okay.
Yep.
But watching old people fall, that could be a pastime for me. What, when I'm watching YouTube videos or America's Funniest Home Videos and they do the old people falling montage, I lose it. That and the cats. Like, if you had an old cat fall, I would probably crap my pants. So it's just like an old cat in a wig just fell. Oh, God. Kill me now. That would be the best. That's how I want to go out. I want to die watching old people fall and cats
watch
fall.
America's Funniest Videos pretty much the rest of your life. That's pretty much all they
it
play.
It sucks now, though, because they got Carlton hosting it.
Yeah,
and
they
so
do.
So it's like, he's super corny.
It's got to be Bob Saget, right?
Super, no.
Oh,
no.
In order for it to be watchable, you mean?
Bob Saget was terrible, too.
Think so?
Yeah. But the one that did the Family Feud for a while, at Tom Bergeron, he was the best on there. Because he wasn't trying too hard. I feel like Bob Saget and Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro, is that
Alfonso
his name?
Ribeiro, right.
I feel like they try too hard.
I agree with that.
But, yeah.
And Fred, speaking of the videos, that Fred still loves that
bowling
ball
with the kid.
Juggler.
Yeah.
That's painful to watch.
Yeah.
Man, I'm glad. I hope everybody's okay in that. All right. We'll continue to move on and roll on, but we've been covering some ground here in the first hour and having some fun. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, or hit us up on Twitter as we check the tweets periodically throughout the show. So please feel free to join us. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And that's going to get a run home. It's in the gap in left center. Here comes Goldie. It's another double for the D-backs and a 2-0 lead.
Fox Sports Arizona, home of the Diamondbacks, took down your Astros last night, 2-0. Steve Berthume, Bob Brenly doing the broadcast there for Fox Sports AZ. Tough one, but at least it was to a good pitcher. I mean, you can tip your cap a little bit and say, look, that's Zach Greinke. Been one of the better pitchers in baseball for the last 5 years. However, the Astros struck out 11 times, left 7 on base, continually hit into double play balls. And it was frustrating to watch because McHugh didn't pitch like a world beater, but he didn't pitch bad.
You don't think he had a good outing?
I thought he did. But I mean, I got tweets last night and this morning saying, boy, they really need starting pitching. I'm like, well, when, what are you going to say when the next time someone get like fires blows up or someone gives up a ton? I wasn't disappointed in the way McHugh pitched at all. I mean, I kind of go with your progressions with when we were talking about Keuchel yesterday, but I thought, you know, they gave him a double. Was it Marte on the single that scored the first run and he stretched it?
Mm-hmm.
But really, he wasn't getting like hit all over the park.
Yeah, the D-bags had a lot of doubles. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's a little concerning, but it, you know, you watch that and it was good base running too.
Yeah.
Like they were getting the extra 90 feet because Josh Reddick might have been a little slow to get to something in the outfield. And so, yeah, they were a bit more aggressive on the base paths, which you watch that and then you watch the opposite of that with the Astros, who are, as of late, have been just atrocious on the base paths. So that's a little disheartening. But, I mean, Colin McHugh going 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. I'll take that. On his way back, yeah, I'll take that. That's an out from a quality start,
mm-hmm.
is what that is. That's one out from a quality start. And your bullpen comes in again, goes 2 1/3 innings, no runs. Your newly acquired Tyler Clippard pitched out of a jam that he got himself into.
Just self-induced.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, man, this guy, what is he doing? This is, I was having, you know, flashbacks of Liriano all over again. But he worked out of it. And that was encouraging. But I think for me, the bats have gone silent, and that's okay. Springer has cooled off, and I think as Springer goes, so goes this team.
He's just getting back
because
in.
Because Altuve is hitting. He's going to hit. Marwin doesn't seem to have cooled off. Once Springer heats up again, and he will.
Yeah, okay? He's just getting back in the lineup.
Yeah. And when Correa comes back, this is a whole different lineup. So I'm not as concerned about the offense at this point. If the starting pitching can get its act together and the bullpen can get its act together, and I tweeted something last night where a lot of fans are worried about the bullpen, me included, saying I wanted that. But if you look at the numbers since the All-Star break compared to prior to the All-Star break, it's not the bullpen that's the problem.
No.
It's the rotation. Yep. In the first half, the starting pitchers had a 3.82 ERA. Second half, 5.55
Oof.
Since the All-Star break.
And
your
again,
bullpen, since in the first half, 4.09. Second half, 4.84. And you could probably attribute that jump to the terrible starting pitching.
Right, because
they're
got
having
overused.
To pitch longer.
Right.
They're overused. They're tired. They're going in. They're pitching more innings, which you're going to give up more runs no matter what, the more innings that you pitch as a bullpen.
And this also goes to the bigger issue we've been saying the whole summer, which is it's a long, draining season of 162 games, and you're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs.
Yeah.
Feel very, very fortunate you've had a ton of ups, but you're 3-10 in the month of August. This is the downs. And part of the downs is McCann now on the DL. So you're playing your third string catcher. You're playing or rotating through your third string third baseman. You're rotating through, you know, outfielders that were playing as well in the minor leagues. Fisher got some good at bats last night. Looks like he's starting to get even more, you know, comfortable and doing some more things at the plate. Hit the ball hard last night. But overall, the offense, which not only kept you in games, but let's be honest, won a lot of games for you, even when that starting pitching was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you win 16-8. Eight is not a great.
There were a lot of football scores. There were a lot of 14-7s, 14-10. So, yeah, I mean, look, but when you take a Correa out, when you take a Springer out for a period of time and now you're trying to get him back in, and then you take a McCann out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're.
Him going on the DL. Now you've got essentially two minor league backup catchers.
Yep. Stassi was brought up.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, they're going through some issues, but the good news is they played so well for the majority of the season that the lead is pretty much insurmountable in terms of the division. You do want them to hang on to the best record in the American League. You don't care about the best record in baseball. The Dodgers are going to run away with that, and that's okay. That's like really being more concerned about James Harden winning the MVP than your Rockets doing what they need to do to win a title. Forget about the best record in baseball. Just if there's an outside thing to worry about, yeah, you'd like to hang on to the best record in the American League simply because you played the wild card winner. They've already burnt through one of their pitchers. You definitely would play more games at home. That's key. So those are the kind of things you worry about. But yeah, I mean, I think because the Red Sox lost last night as well. They didn't lose any ground to the Red Sox. That's good. But yeah, it's one of those things where this is the downtime, and you just got to kind of persevere and tread water and wait for Correa to get back and Springer to get back in a groove now that he's back, and all the injuries hopefully take care of themselves. I think Raheel was saying this morning that Sip was throwing yesterday, and that I didn't hear any. Have you ever heard any updates on McCullers?
I've heard nothing. I have not. No, I have not. But I'm sure we could look that up. They'll have updates. But no, I'm looking at McHugh's line. So he's pitched in 5 games this year. That first game he got the win. He went 4 2/3 and gave up 4 earned runs. So not a great outing by any stretch. Right. Then he comes back and goes 6 and gives up 1 earned. Goes 6 and gives up 1 earned and loses both of those 5-3.
Left with the lead in both games.
Yep. Then of course the bad game against the White Sox last week when he went 5 1/3 and gave up 7 runs. But then he comes back 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, an out away from a third quality start, which would have been his third quality start in 5 outings. Again, he's one of those guys that I just feel like he just trudges along, just does his thing. You know, he's a number three, and he's a consistent number three, and that's what number threes do. You know, I think you got to get rid of that first start, 4 innings, 4 earned runs, because that's his first start back in a long time.
Right.
Missed a whole year. But then since then, he's gone 1 run, 1 run, 7-2. That's 7. I mean, it's going to happen. He's a 3. He's a 4. He's not an ace. So that's why I say this is all encouraging signs. I mean, they lost a game 2-0. Against a playoff caliber team,
and you know what, the velocity
and a really good starter pitcher, like you said, was Zach Greinke. So I'm not upset. I just 100% when they get this lineup back to 100%, if they're still losing 2-0, panic time.
Yeah. All right. So we continue to talk about anything you want to talk about. We've got plenty on our list, but if there's something on yours or something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. Hit us up by a call, a text, or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about the great program here in the Houston area called Houston Cans Cars for Kids. The beautiful thing about this program is it's specifically for the city of Houston. It's donations from people in H-Town for kids in Houston trying to get a second chance at an education, and the program works because of you. So if you're looking around your garage or the field out and back or just somewhere, anywhere that you've got a clunker collecting dust and rust and you want to get rid of it, you just haven't gotten around to it, here's all you got to do. You call Houston Can Academies at 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They'll do the rest. They come to your house with a tow truck. They take away your clunker. They give you a nice tax deduction. You also get a $50 gift card if you just mention ESPN 97.5. And then that donation really starts to pay off because you donate it, they turn it into resources. What I mean by that is if these kids are trying to get a second chance at an education and they're distracted because they're hungry or they know that they got to try and raise money to pay for books or bus fare, eyeglasses, now they don't have to do that anymore because your donation is turned into resources that allow these kids to have a warm meal, to pay for those eyeglasses, to get that bus fare, to do anything that they need to do so that they can just concentrate on the books. It's a fantastic program, and like I said, it's all because of the fine people here in Houston that make donations. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.